The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots of families are getting ready to jet off on your summer holidays, and there's a debate that has opened up about drinking in particular. The question about how appropriate it is to consume alcohol in front of your kids. News Talk's Josh Crosby has been asking parents their views.
I think in moderation it's okay when you're out for a meal, but generally try to avoid any kind of excessive behaviour around it. Don't have much memory of it at this stage. Mine are all well grown up. We always had fairly open discussions with them about it when they were teenagers, to be perfectly honest. So always said, you know, give you one strike and you're out. I'll trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you. So mine were pretty good, I have to say, but we always consumed around them.
I really don't see an issue with it, to be honest with you. I think open drunkenness in front of kids is a seriously bad idea, but a couple of drinks I don't see the issue with. I really don't. You know, at a certain age, I think even, you know, from the age of 16 on, they should be offered a glass of wine with their meal on holidays. I think the more that you hide kids from alcohol and its effects, the more likely they are potentially to abuse it because they don't know enough about it.
Just don't get drunk. Enjoy it.
I think it's fine if it's with a meal and that type of thing, you know, and if you're drinking not to excess, it gives children a good rule for themselves later in life. If they can drink to not excess, but to enjoy a meal or to drink to be sociable.
Teach them how it's done gracefully. Have credibility, you know how to respect it, know how to have a good time, and know when it's too much.
Now, that sounds eminently sensible to me. People speaking to Josh Crosby a little earlier on. We're going to speak to clinical psychologist Mally Coyne in just a minute. But medical journalist June Shannon is with us first of all. Hiya, June.
Hi. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm good. I mean, look, we don't want to turn into Helen Lovejoy here, wringing our hands unnecessarily. But how much of a issue is this and how conscious are parents of it?
Well, I suppose I think the vast majority of parents would agree with most of what your the Vox Pop said there, you know, that it's not a good idea to be drunk if you're looking after a child or if the child is around. Like anything else, you have to act responsibly with alcohol. In my opinion, it's nice to have a glass of wine with your meal, for example, or when you're eating. But, you know, particularly if you've got children in the house, and then you are drunk or overusing alcohol, that there's a risk there that children who are exposed to that on a long-term basis, it's seen as an adverse childhood experience.
I mean, you mentioned long-term basis there. I mean, I'm conscious that it's holiday time, and I'm not saying that parents should make a beeline to the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning as they wait for their 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, people will, they might have a glass of wine with their meal. They might go to an Irish pub to have a little bit of music afterwards or have, you know, maybe have a can or two when they're at home reading the books afterwards. I mean, surely there's nothing wrong too much with that.
No, I don't see a problem with that at all. Like with responsible drinking, that's fine. But, you know, the holiday season, and I know there was a talk about a video on that went viral about it.
Oh, June, your line broke up there. You might give us that analogy again.
Apologies. It's just, I know it's the holiday season and I think it's fine to have, as I said, you're on your holidays, you have a lovely meal and a nice local wine or, you know, a beer afterwards. But the thing is that let's face it, as a parent, I know that going on holiday with children is not a holiday. You know, you're still, you know, that's the honest truth, Jonathan. You know, you're still on duty. You know, it's hotter, but you're still on duty. And, you know, you can relax a little bit, but make sure they have a great time and everything. But, you know, you can never switch off when you're a parent.
No, certainly not. Particularly if you're around water as well, and you need to be, you need to have your wits about you, say at least. Mally, if I can bring you in, Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and mother. This is something that a lot of parents will be very worried about. But at the same time, do we have to, like, if you have somebody kind of, do they have to put it in a brown paper bag so the kids don't know what they're doing? I mean, I'm not sure what the message is here.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what June is saying. And I mean, I don't think there's, you don't need to like be hiding that you're having a drink. I think it's all about drinking in moderation. And I know, yeah, obviously it is nice to have a drink when you're on holidays. But again, I mean, it really depends on the age as well. And I think we should use all of these situations as opportunities to talk to our kids about alcohol as well. And that, you know, like I have 11 and 13-year-old. My 13-year-old, apparently, like if you're looking at the ages, teens are kind of the most impressionable. They're kind of really looking at their parents, and that could determine how they're going to drink and their attitudes to drink. But I know that my 13-year-old, if we have a glass of wine, she'll actually say, like, oh, are you having a glass of wine now? Are you going to have another one after that?
Would that qualify as shaming?
But she's kind of like, she's just making sure, I suppose she's making a joke, and I think that's fine. And like, we rarely go over one glass of wine in front of them anyway. I mean, there is a time they will go to bed eventually, and you can have more than a glass of wine if you want. You can have, what, you know, obviously enough that you're not too much that you can't, you know, kind of respond in an emergency. But I think, really, I mean, there is a problematic relationship in Ireland with alcohol. We know that. I have seen countless children affected deeply by their parents' drinking behaviours, because it's, you know, at a kind of a low level, it's kind of taking away their routines and the things that they need to be doing, you know, as parents, and as, you know, to kind of make sure their kids are getting to bed in time and getting proper food and going to school the next day and the rest of it. Mm-hmm. But then at its extreme, as June mentioned, an adverse childhood experience, it borders on something very traumatic for the child.
But is that, and again, I suppose every child is different and every parent is different, but, you know, it sounds like we're describing the scenario where somebody would be absolutely blathered, slurring their words, not able to walk straight. Is that the scenario we're worried about, or is it someone who might just behave a little bit differently to the way they would if they didn't have a few pints on board?
Yeah, I mean, it's more, you know, you're thinking more about the problematic drinking, but we're also talking about the normalization of drinking. And I think, like, this conversation was related to an article where somebody was posting about an all-you-can-drink bar, and they have a photo of their baby and a giant glass of wine next to the baby. Now, I've seen many photos of babies with, like, beer cans right next to them, and they're making a joke out of it. Yeah. And I don't think that's a joke. I don't think that's anything to laugh about. So we're talking about the normalization. Like, I think if we can say, right, if we can explain to our kids, I like having a glass of wine with my dinner, especially at, you know, during the holiday or whatever. And, you know, and you're kind of talking about healthy boundaries to do with drink. I think with alcohol, I think that's okay. That's okay to an extent, but yeah. How good are we in Ireland with the word moderation in the first place? We need to think about that as well.
Can we
moderate?
Yeah, well,
you know,
we've never been good at that. At the TikToks you were referring to there was one of a lady who had once on holidays with her husband and kids. How many drinks my husband drank in an all-inclusive resort in a day? I'll save you the suspense. The final tally from morning to evening was 21. Now, I would most certainly be carted away to the nearest hospital if that was me. But obviously, it was on tap there as well. So that a little bit more unusual than it would be if they were at home, June. But I come from a generation where if you were brought to the pub, it was an occasion, because you'd get a bottle of Club Orange and a bag of potatoes and told sit in the corner.
Yeah, the same. Like, that's the thing. So we, as Molly said, we don't know the word moderation. We haven't. I mean, we have a history in Ireland of all the drunken Irish, and aren't they great crack, and have another one. You know, it's kind of like a joke, but we kind of need to have a more grown-up conversation about it, because, you know, alcohol dependency, well, first of all, it's an illness and it's addiction, and those people need support and help. It's not, you know, it's nothing to laugh about. And then so there's, you know, Alcohol Ireland have some great stats on this. Like, they say that a third of children have at least one parent who's either a binge drinker or alcohol dependent. So, you know, we're talking about the people who need support, who maybe are problem drinking. But also, I feel like I have a 9-year-old, and there's no way I would drink to excess if I'm minding her. You know, I just wouldn't do it, because, you know, if there's an emergency, or if she gets hurt, or I fall over, or, you know, I just wouldn't do it. Yes, enjoy your holiday and enjoy your glass of wine, but always be aware that you're minding kids, and be their role model. So, you know, mm-hmm. if they see mum or dad having a beer or a glass of wine with meal, that's nice. And then as they grow up, as Molly said, you know, have that conversation with them, explain to them that, you know, you can enjoy it, but everything in moderation. I mean, it strikes me the same thing about smoking, right? Like, we see smoking in cars has been banned with kids, which is fantastic. and we need to do more to support people. But, you know, nowadays, you know, you'd be like pointing a finger and oohing and aahing if anybody was smoking in front of a baby, for example.
Yeah, no, but it's just, you know, it's become socially unacceptable to do that.
Completely socially unacceptable.
Can I give you two texts that have come in, if you don't mind, June and Mally, because I think it kind of shows you the dichotomy that's out there. There shouldn't be any alcohol use when kids are young. It's addictive like drugs. The only a bit applies to soft drugs as well. So that's very much a Father Matthew puritanical approach to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that one now at all.
Yeah, but this one, I'll happily take both of your opinions on. When we go camping, says this text, I always give my kids a 0.0 beer when I'm drinking the real stuff so they don't feel left out. I mean, that's the one for a clinical psychologist if ever I heard one, Mally.
Don't get that at all. Like, why? And I have seen mocktails. I was in France there lately and it was kind of, they had the mocktails and the cocktails, and my daughter, my 13-year-old, was like, I'd love to try a mocktail. And I was kind of thinking to myself, No, I don't even want to go down that route with you. You can have a Coke or Fanta.
Would you not give them
like
the worst possible combination that tastes terrible and say, well, that's what they all taste like?
Yeah, but I suppose a 0% wine or beer, why the child is not missing out on anything. Give me a break. That's just, I don't agree with that. It's only setting them up, like even the drinking of the Monster can or the tin that looks like a beer. It's normalizing the consumption of what is like a beer.
Isn't there there's a water out there as well, and a listener will tell me if they know what I'm talking about. It's a death water or something like that that looks like a beer, and it kind of scares every parent when they see a child drink it, but it's actually only a can of water. But again, it's normalizing what it looks like to have a can of beer in your hand.
I don't see the necessity for the 0.0 beer. Why would they need to be drinking something that tastes like a beer? Yeah. What, getting them ready, you know, getting them prepared? Like, you know, I think if you can delay these kind of experiences as much as you can. I mean, my daughter, my 13-year-old, has kind of made a joke and said, oh, can I taste your wine? And I'm like, no, that's not, you're not going to be doing that for another while. She has, like, as a joke, dipped her finger in to see, like, oh, what is it like? I don't know what I'm going to do when she's like 16 or 17, but I certainly have spoken to her about nights out, how people, you know, how you can overdrink, about how healthier drinking.
I hate to kind of say it, but this generation will probably put us to shame because the kids who are coming through now who are in their teens do not drink anything remotely like we did when we were their age. And I think they might be a little bit ahead of the curve on it, despite what we might protest about. June Shannon and Mally Coyne, thank you both very much for joining us. There's a simple formula, says one texter. Each child equals 2 glasses of wine per hour. I have 3 kids. Even for me, that's too much. When I was a small child, we went to Spain on holidays. I was playing cards with my mum and she collapsed from a combination of a lot of drink and the heat. I was 6. I had to run up and down the hotel hallway screaming for help. 30 years later, I'm still traumatised by it and I don't drink. I don't drink heavily around children because they will remember. And another one says, I think the debate should be less of should we drink in front of kids and more what are our habits around alcohol as a society? It goes from the top down and kids learn from us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.